train with drive-by. I know this is not a drive-by kind of thing. We encourage you to stay, join in the conversation, and of course, kicking off with Shan Furi as promised this morning. Shan, thank you for your time. I know you are super busy doing amazing things. Thank you for spending the morning with us right here in studio at 88FM.
Thank you so much for having me, dear. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you today.
Well, I'm just so excited to meet you. I mean, I've heard the name. You do some incredible work to further causes that are close to your heart. You're a mum. You're a contestant in the Mrs. South Africa pageant and now newly announced the wellness influencer for Gateway.
That's right. Yeah. My plate is full. It's an awesome, busy life.
We don't complain about abundance, hey? No. We are just grateful. Can you expand on your role with Gateway? Because that's what it's all about this morning. We've got 6 weeks coming up. There's six new faces that have been welcomed onto the team, influencing and representing different sections and niches that Gateway encompasses. And yours is within the holistic wellness space. And that's a passion of yours.
Yeah. So, Leah, I'm a lifestyle blogger and I never wanted to box myself in my blogging, which I started 5 years ago-ish.
Oh.
And, you know, everyone was like, hashtag mom blogger or hashtag beauty blogger. And for me, life is multifaceted and my life is multifaceted. And I believe in wellness and that expands across skin wellness, mental wellness, physical wellness, you know, what you put into your body, what you put on your body. You know, wellness is all encompassing. And so for me, it really is such a great fit. And I'm so honored to be the wellness ambassador for Gateway. It's an exciting new chapter for me. And yeah, just the other ambassadors that I'm working with are so enthusiastic and so wonderful. And there's such a great energy. And I look forward to the year ahead with them.
I do. I must say, you're a great fit for the title. I mean, you do. You radiate wellness. And it's something that, you know, you walk the walk and you talk the talk. And you've become a really well-known resource within the community. People do look to your page for inspiration and for information as well whenever it does come to wellness. And I love that you take the holistic approach because it isn't just a single facet. It's not linear. Wellness is a feeling. And of course, there's so many different influences that can impact how well we feel and how well we actually get to represent ourselves within our communities. Back to Gateway, wellness. Where would you point us in the direction for, what are your top picks? If you were to go on a Saturday morning, how would you make sure you leave Gateway feeling, looking and living well?
Okay, so I'm going to give you a sneak peek into something that's coming out soon. I actually went into Gateway this last week and chose my five picks.
Okay, so that's something that's happening.
It is. You'll see it in print soon. Okay. So my top five picks would be, starting off in Adidas, you need a pair of sneakers. If you don't find me in heels, you'll find me in sneakers. And a pair that crosses from comfort wear, leisure wear, running around, being a busy mom, being a busy person, into also looking chic. Also being a good pair of running sneaks.
If you're looking for that.
So that's, one of my top five picks. Then if you move into Wellness Warehouse, they've got, I mean, you just walk in there and you feel like,
I have arrived.
My body is going to be glowing when I leave this store. And so from there, I would select collagen granules, Harvest Table collagen granules. I've been taking them religiously for 4 years now.
And they work.
They gut health, skin health, hair health, nails.
The proof is in the pudding.
It is. Well, thank you.
Which you can make as well. You can make collagen pudding.
You can make it in anything. You can put it in anything. I put it in my green juices. I put it in my coffee. The bone broth is also excellent. But and then there's also raw biotics.
So of course.
Our gut is our second brain. And if you're looking after that, I think that you can really make sure that you are looking after the whole of your body.
It starts in the gut.
And it needs to be a healthy environment there. Then going into Spa Ceylon, which is quite a new store in Gateway.
Yeah, I don't recognize that name.
You need to go past and have a look. It is just, you walk in and the aromas immediately make you feel peaceful and calm. So very aromatherapeutic. And they've got this oil called Peace, which is mostly sold out because it is just fantastic. And it's one that you can put in a diffuser.
Okay.
You can put it on your palm if you're feeling stressed or anxious or anything like that. They've got sleep help, they've got de-stress help and massage oils.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
The name of that store again?
It's called Spa Ceylon.
Spa Ceylon. I'm going there next time.
Yes.
And that's three of your five. Maybe you want to leave the other two for the guests to keep guessing.
Yes.
We don't want to give it all away here today. There was just one more point I really wanted to touch on, and I think this really speaks to your role within the wellness space as well. And that is a really big role that you've been playing. That's in your runnings for the Mrs. South Africa title. How do you feel this has really required you to exercise that wellness muscle, you know? Because I think pageantry has changed enormously in this day and age. Yes. Have you enjoyed it? Has it been challenging? How is it going?
Yes and yes. I have enjoyed it, and yes, it has been challenging. It has stretched me. It has grown me. Mrs. South Africa has outwardly stated that they are a women empowerment program, and I can sit in front of you today and say with 100% certainty that is true. The journey that they take us on and the time that they put into mentoring us has been extraordinary. Okay. Obviously, that comes at a cost of time.
Of course.
So we have weekly two-hour Zoom calls. We have Action Coach SA speaking to us. We have workshops where we go and we get inspired, and they really do motivate us and make us see the power that we have within ourselves, help us open our eyes to our own strength and our own power. So that's been incredible. The journey has been difficult, obviously, because I am a very busy person already. I'm already a content creator, having to create more content.
You're a mum, you're
a
wife.
I'm a mom of three, I'm a wife, and there's no such thing as the perfect balance. So I'm really grateful for my incredible husband. He's just so gracious, and he's such a pillar of strength for me. When I am super busy and have to be away from home, he'll be working from home. He has that flexibility, and he can be that constant. Obviously, I have a tribe, so we've got our live-in nanny, Gogo. She is just part of, I couldn't do this life without her, absolutely not. And I have an amazing au pair, and she's also, someone I couldn't do this life without. So I've got my tribe, and that's helped me through this. But being part of this journey is, whatever happens in a month from today, when they announce the top 25, I already know I've grown from it. I already know I've gained from it. And the sisterhood itself has been a gift.
Honestly, I can just see how, I can see how wellness makes up absolutely every aspect of your life, how you are continually searching for that balance. As you say, there is no such thing as perfect balance, but we can lean on each other, we can grow our connections, and we can use the wonderful technology and products and, you know, services that are available to us these days to make sure that we may not achieve that balance ever, but that we are continuously searching for and promoting wellness. Shan, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. I'm really looking forward to seeing your publication. Where is that article being published?
It's coming out in the Ridge magazine.
In the Ridge magazine,
yeah.
Okay. So amazing.
Take a look out for that, and that's very exciting.
And of course, your work with Gateway will continue for the next year. Keep a lookout on all of Gateway's platforms. Follow Shan Faree if you don't already. Her content is always valuable, and you will always find something to make sure that your life is filled with a little more wellness. I'm going off to go get myself some of those essential oils. You have sold me. And that is the power of influencer marketing. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Whatever you have in store, some family time, some me time, some self-love, all encompassing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Leah, for having me. Thank you, Radio Life and Style. It's been a privilege.
Of course. Head back to the music now. That was Shan Faree, ahead of the new influencer campaign that Gateway is running. Stick around, because we'll be chatting to the rest of the influencers in the coming weeks, because as you've heard, wellness, it's all-encompassing. Right here on Radio Life and Style, this is Mornings on the Move, proudly brought to you by On the Move by Four Bros.